BBC Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
They're brown and fuzzy. You're probably not too far away from one right now. We know Greg's not after the little sighting in Ferns show this morning. But over in New York, they're becoming a big problem. One top politician there says he's declaring war on rats, calling them a horrific daily insult to people's quality of life. Dave Howard's been to find out more.
The next stop is...
To hear about New York's rat problem, just get on the subway.
Oh yeah, they're everywhere.
You'll see like at least six of them if you're just waiting for the train.
Clear the closing doors, please.
Really nasty big ones.
Sam Soto is an exterminator. His day starts with a trip to his friend Andy's shop in Manhattan.
Right, so you've got your glue, you've got your lure, you've got your jaws, snap traps.
Tools of the trade. I can't do a proper rat job without these tools.
It's a short ride from there to a cellar beneath apartments in the Bronx.
They're experiencing a major infestation that sort of just exploded, seems like overnight.
The elevator shaft.
Did you see a little guy run out?
Like a baby one. David works in the building, and he's got used to sharing it.
Maybe like three or four out of each container.
How many containers are there? 30 containers?
30, 35.
So you could just imagine throughout the night how many were coming out to feed. This is a room where the garbage for the complex is stored. This is their supermarket. This is their restaurant.
It smells of urine down here as well, actually. That's going to be the rats, right?
That is definitely the rats. Constantly urinating as they're running. They normally defecate wherever they eat.
This is a big job for Sam. It's taken him weeks, and he's killed dozens of rats. But that doesn't mean he agrees with the Manhattan Borough President, Scott Stringer, who says things are getting worse.
Well, it's absolutely out of control. We're finding rats in and around Times Square, near our cultural institutions and our residential neighborhoods.
In New York, there have always been rats. The number of calls that I've received have been pretty much steady. You will get pockets, but not like what he's talking about.
Okay. Hey, you've got one here.
I got one. That's a young pup. He's only a couple of weeks old. I'll go up, get my gloves, a disinfectant, and then just throw him in the garbage.
BBC Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
And our main news this lunchtime is the number of stillbirths in the UK. New figures show the rate is one of the highest in the Western world. It's happening to 11 families a day on average. One charity has called it a national scandal.
BBC
Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
Thank you very much, Chris, and the news crew.